Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm CASM Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Trailer Sales and Service right off I-94 in Avon. Well, this week we recap some coverage of MinAg Expo in Mankato. I spoke to Wes Beck, current president with the Minnesota Corn Growers Association, and he gave us more details on some litigation that the corn growers and soybean growers are teaming up on in regards to drainage. And Wes gave us more details.
I guess what we're referring to is we, before Christmas, Minnesota Corn Growers filed a lawsuit against Minnesota Pollution Control Agency and six environmental groups that had taken action with MPCA back in August, saying they wanted the MPCA to take more control over drainage water discharge. Throughout that rulemaking comments, MPCA came out with a position stating that they did not have jurisdiction over drainage water discharge. And the pattern these groups have followed is they will follow up with a lawsuit against MPCA saying that they're incorrect. Well, Minnesota Corn has been waiting for a chance to take a more proactive statement rather than a reactive statement to some of these situations. And instead, we filed that lawsuit in December. And really what it's asking for is that in their ruling, Minnesota Pollution Control Agency does not have the authority to regulate ag drainage water discharges. And what happened has transpired since then is the six environmental groups have asked to have been removed from that lawsuit. We think that makes sense to release them. So it will just be Minnesota Corn and, as the petition filer, MPCA as the defendant. And what we're really seeking is to codify the existing regulations in place that Minnesota Pollution Control does not have the authority to regulate ag water drainage.
And some might be raising an eyebrow saying, well, MPCA already said that they don't have jurisdiction, right?
Correct. And that in and of itself, they have said that, but it has not been put into law or proved in a court. So if we can get this through a judge, and we've filed this lawsuit in outstate Minnesota rather than in Ramsey County, should someone come forward and want to try to regulate this, or should MPCA try to do it, the law would state they don't have that authority, and instead mainly that authority lies with DNR.
Folks outside of agriculture thinking, okay, well, drainage isn't regulated. Well, no, it is, but it's DNR.
Yeah, it is. And we're really viewing this as, you know, we're not opposed to the regulation, but this would have created one more layer of permitting and regulation for any kind of a drainage project. So this is really important to our members and our growers, and we're willing to fight on this one. And we came across a spot where we really feel like we were going to win, and we probably will in the end. And this is all good for our members.
Wes, you kind of said too, it's taking a proactive approach.
Yeah, we've been looking for a couple opportunities. We've got the ability to do some legal things, but we always are looking for a spot where we know we're going to win, or at least have a very high probability that it's impactful to all of our members across the state, not just a handful of members in a pocket. And we would like to be more proactive rather than reactive. And sometimes those opportunities present themselves, but not very often. I lost some sleep over this whole thing. Should our organization, is this going to be hard on our brand? And or how will this be perceived in the world or our state? But I think at the end of the day, we're really on board with this. It's good for our members. It's what we're supposed to be doing.
When it comes to litigation, it's hard to put a timetable, I assume, on it, right?
We're not sure exactly what this is going to look like. We're not... we're not inside the county that will be setting the schedule on this. So we don't know. This could be in the next 30 days. It could be 6 months out. We're not sure. In the meanwhile, this is all really new, and we're kind of wanting the dust to settle here just a little bit and see where we're at before we, you know, we're going to move ahead. But some other things may happen along the way that we're just going to wait and see what happens.
Minnesota Corn Growers Association President Wes Beck joining us here on CASM Radio this week. And also this week, we spoke to Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson. A lot of topics and discussion he was involved in this week as well in Mankato.
Yeah, it's really, kind of helpful to sit down with both Democrats and Republicans, all the people. The one thing I think, you know, whether it's Senator Westrum and Putnam, Rick Hansen, Paul Anderson, at the end of the day, when we negotiate our budget, I've been in the room with all those guys at the end, and, you know, and we have our differences and everything, but we've been able to come together because a lot of you know each other. We've worked together a long time. Our ag groups in the state, they work well together. They have their differences, you know, and so even though it may seem sometimes like we're at each other a little bit, you know, we all kind of agree and get along pretty good. And so hopefully we can keep that as we go forward. But, you know, talking about the state budget, you know, we have, a lot of different things going on there within the state right now. And environmental regulations, a lot of those things are not things that I control, but I do weigh in on them though a lot. So whether it's feedlot rules that maybe are with the MPCA or other things like that. So a good opportunity for folks here to just see, you know, the folks like myself, legislators, and know that they can talk to them anytime.
There's a lot of stressors you brought up, kind of brought that full circle, and just kind of wanted to emphasize there's help for people too.
Yeah, and it's pretty hard. You know, it's like a lot of people don't want to talk about like how their financial situation, but, you know, as I, you know, I kind of grew up in the 80s, and so I grew up like hating the banker, you know, and, you know, as I've got into this job, bankers are like different these days. They want to help you, they want to work with you, and so I check with them often, and they'll tell you, like, you know, people's bottom lines and sheets are pretty tough this year. Like, they, and, you know, and then you think about this year, we can go through another year, but maybe we can get the crop in this year, but then what about next year? You know, and I could tell this whole summer looking at mediation notices that they were four or five times higher than last year. So we'd see like hundreds of farmers in mediation. And to me, mediation a lot of times buys people time. You know, it helps them get some time. 90-some% of mediations, are settled, and we work out a payment plan, something like that. You know, so we could see that. We can see bankruptcies are up. You know, not significantly, but enough, you know. So just knowing that, you know, we have our advocate program at the department where most of those guys are retired farm business management. Again, the advocates, they can get in there. It's confidential. It's free. They can look at your bottom line, you know, make some suggestions. And to me, they help farmers buy some time, give them some ideas. Trust me, they've seen it all before. And we have the mental health counselors. We have three of them. And, you know, it's unfortunate, but I probably send somebody to them once a week. But I'm really glad they're there. Sometimes I have to ask people twice, did you call them? You'll feel better. You know, I even say Ted Matthews is here. He's one of the mental health counselors. Ted calls and checks on me sometimes. So good to have that information's on our website.
Talk a bit about dairy. I know USDA coming out with a sign up with the DMC program too, but here in the state trying to make an effort as well with Dairy with an Eye again.
Yeah, and again, we have a program called Dairy with an Eye, we call it. So it's dairy, but with an I instead of a Y, and that's something the legislature passed that helps our dairy farmers with the premium to get into DMC. And so every dairy farmer would get like a payment that's allotted. We did that in 2019. And what that did in 2019, it helped Minnesota lead the nation in DMC sign up. And so we think maybe that helped us keep a couple of farmers and helped us get into that, because we know the farmers that had the DMC, you know, they'd say it helped us, you know, get through these tough times, as we're starting to see now with prices creeping down. So I'm glad they rolled that out. We're working closely with the USDA to get that program moving. Hopefully this spring, farmers will have notices going out here in the next couple of weeks, and encourage people to watch for that.
Avian influenza kind of flaring up again?
Yeah, and really hard, even in that central Minnesota. So in your listing area, Stearns, Meeker County, we've seen some big barns go down, unfortunately, this first couple of weeks in January. And typically this time of year, we wouldn't see those, you know. And my staff did tell me the good thing about this cold weather we're going to see this week is you know, hopefully that virus gets neutralized right now, because that's pretty tough. But we just keep encouraging people that biosecurity, keep it up, keep doing what you can. Don't assume the virus is gone with the cold weather. You know, and we're continuing to watch those birds, and the migration's been kind of changed the last couple of years. So unfortunate, but we're working through it.
Minnesota Commissioner of Agriculture Tom Peterson. By the way, Tom, happy birthday. Tom had a birthday yesterday as well. So there you go. Your Central Minnesota Farm Report, brought to you by Mid-Soda Trailer Sales and Service. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill. Have a good weekend.